You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
Something that I find, you know, very interesting, especially when I learn that there is a need for serving our special needs adults. We think about serving special needs children or developmentally disabled kids all the way through, what, until they turn 18, and then they fall off our radar. That's why there's this movement for a program called Farm in the Dell. There's an international foundation. There are also locals who are trying to establish a new one in Gallatin County. We speak with those gentlemen today. Ron Barr is with us, along with his wife, Nell. They're working to establish one of these in the Gallatin Valley. I've known Ron for a while. Good friend. Ron, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Tom. Good to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And then also Lowell Bartels is with us, the founder and CEO of the Farm in the Dell International. Good morning, Lowell. How's it going?
Yes, sir. Good morning. It's going very well, and thank you for having us on.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Why don't you tell us what Farm in the Dell is, and then let's talk about, for me, which is a surprising need to serve our special needs adults.
All right, sir. The Farm in the Dell is a farm home for developmentally disabled individuals who are over 18 years of age. And you hit it right on the head when you said when they're 18, what happens to them? You know, their parents are there. They still want to raise their children, but they need a place to live and a place to work. A Farm in the Dell gives them that opportunity. Plus, it gets them, so to speak, off of the street. There are some of these people who are on the street because their parents cannot take care of them. They don't know what to do with them. They fall through the cracks. Our government has said that we need places for them. We need places for them to live and work. The Farm in the Dell is a safety net, so to speak, that allows them to work and to live there the rest of their life if need be. Or we train them that they can go on out and live in apartments. We have apartments on some of our farms where they live and they work. And they give back to the community in raising tomatoes, animals, food, vegetables. And so it's a time when we need to recognize that these people need our help and continue to need our help after 18 years of age.
It's an actual working farm, Ron.
Yeah, that's the goal. What we hope to do is establish a facility that the residents will let us know what they like to do, what they're capable of doing. Staff will work with them and come up with projects that they can do and actually contribute to the community and find fulfillment in work.
I wanted to circle back with you on your story. I know you and Nell, and bless your hearts, Melania is a what you would say is a developmentally delayed daughter, and you have searched. I think in your notes to me, you said you visited 10 homes around the nation and weren't really exactly happy with the results. Talk about that.
Yes. We adopted Melena. It's actually Melena.
Oh, thank you.
In the late 90s. And after a while, we realized our mortality, Tom, that we're not going to live forever and be able to take care of her. So we began exploring the possibilities of homes for her that would care for her after we were gone. So we incorporated visiting such homes in our travels as we got to travel around the United States and found many, many good facilities, but none of them could probably minister to our daughter's specific needs. We finally met somebody in Minnesota that said, they were setting up a farm in the Fargo-Moorhead area, and they were working with this organization called Farm in the Dell International. And I says, who's that? And I says, well, they're from your state. They're from Montana. And I says, you're kidding. And that began our relationship with Farm in the Dell. And their model seems to fit our ideas of a good home for our daughter in the future.
That's Ron Barr. And then Lowell Bartels is the founder and CEO of Farm in the Dell International. So, Lowell, you kicked this off in Montana. How similar is the story that Ron and Nell tell in the genesis of getting this program underway?
Well, Tom, in the beginning, what we did, my wife and I, we decided to try to build a farm, which we did. We bought the land, we built a farm, and we moved six individuals on it, and we found out it was very successful. They enjoyed farming. In fact, Kansas State University did a study and said developmentally disabled people or delayed people work well with animals and the land. And so what we did is we found out it worked, and then we were contacted by other people who had heard about our project, and they wanted to get on board. And the one in the Gallatin Valley will be the 15th one that we will be opening in the nation. We do have three in Canada. We have one in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, and Montana, Minnesota. And what we do is we encourage parents who have a developmentally disabled individual who want a place for them to live and work safe, secure, and they don't have to worry about the future of their child, that they can come and join our organization. And in joining, each farm is separate on its own. It has its own board of directors. We raise money for them. We help them. So that is our goal in Bozeman. When we meet on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, that we have individuals there where we will ask them to get involved. And all of our land has always been given to us. We've never even had to, Tom, in all 15. Yeah, isn't that amazing? By the grace of God, all of these farms have been out there. And, people have donated land because they have someone who is disabled or they know of someone who is disabled. So we encourage people to get involved because we need to take care of these people. As God said, take care of the widows and the orphans.
I mean, that's absolutely remarkable. One of the questions I was going to ask, Lowell, is how you have ongoing funding for this. Is it private, public kinds of partnerships, or is it mostly just privately funded?
Well, each farm is different. But the farm in Great Falls, they receive state funding. The one in Broadus, Montana, it's private. The one in Kalispell is private. So in other words, what we do is we go out and we raise funds. We raise money to build the farm. We do not, build the farm with a mortgage. We tell people that it's best to do it so it's debt-free. So the individuals, the residents can move on there debt-free. And they begin living their life there, and their parents stay involved, and they remain involved of, their life. So their children always have that of home, and each one is like a home setting. In other words, they have their own people who care for them, love them, work there, and it's a family home.
And when did this start? When did the Farm in the Dell program start? Because you got 20 around the world already.
Yeah, we started in about 1982, sir. That's when we built our first one. Since then, we go where we are asked to go. In other words, people read about us on our website and our webpage, and they call us up. And there's a manual my wife and I have developed, by the grace of God, to send out on just how to build a farm for your individual that you love and you want to care for. And then we get involved with them with our foundation. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. And all the grants, we ask for grants and we receive them. And we get involved with the community and the community with them. That's the wonderful thing. The community gets involved. The one in Helena, they raised 30,000 pounds of tomatoes last year. Tom, if you can imagine, at $2 a pound, think of that.
Wow. I got to take a break, but I want to come back and talk about, what these farms look like. As you said, 30,000 pounds of tomatoes. How big are they? How many people Can it serve? How many staff? And it's just an incredible sort of thing going on in our backyards, farm in the Dell, and one looking to be built in the Gallatin Valley to join, what'd you mention, Kalispell, Great Falls, Helena, Broadus even. Back with more here. It's From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. We'll talk a little bit about the sage grouse on Thursday. Amanda Castor with the DNRC, the new director there, will be on for a few minutes. Then Troy Downing, Montana's state auditor, also alongside. We'll catch up with Troy, a veteran, an Afghanistan veteran. He's also, of course, a state office holder, and we'll get his feelings too on what's happening in Afghanistan, and of course the 20th anniversary upcoming on this weekend. Tom Schultz back here at 866-627-5483 or 781-627-5483. We're talking about filling a need that surprised me, and maybe it surprises you, that the state doesn't necessarily have a huge place for. Mostly it's out of the kindness and the goodness of the hearts of you and I, folks like us, who are serving special needs adults and as they get past the age of 18. The Farm in the Dell program. Lowell Bartels is with us here, who's founder and CEO. That program began in Montana, and now it's international. Ron Barr, too, along with his wife, Nell, are working to establish a Farm in the Dell program in the Gallatin Valley. So, Lowell, I wanted to ask him, I suppose each and every one is different. As you said, they come in, you don't want mortgages, the land for all these have been donated up to this point, but what do they look like? Are they 10 acres, 5, 20, 25? What kind of residences are on these places?
Well, usually, Tom, the type of land we look for, of course, is farming land. In Butte, we received 110 acres from a gentleman who called, and he said he wanted to give us the money to buy the one in Butte. And I wanted to tell you, the one in Butte is one of the first FASD, fetal alcohol for men, their mother drank while they were in the womb, and they were born, and they did not fully develop in their life. And many of these young men get into trouble, and they go to prison. Here, we open a farm where they work, and they raise cattle and pigs and sheep. It's a full farm where they work. And there's one young man has lived there since it's open for now the 10 years. You know, each farm is different. The size we're looking for is between 35 to 100 acres. And the reason why is so they can raise what they want. The one in Kalispell, they raise miniature Herefords. The one in Helena, they have the greenhouses, three huge greenhouses. And they do small animals. So each one is different. And as Ron said, what we look for is what is compatible to the individuals that live on the farm. In other words, what can they do? If that's raising eggs, chickens, if it's the greenhouse, whatever it might be, we try to work it with the developmentally disabled because it's their home, their farm, and their life.
Cool. Ron Barr, what's the one in Gallatin Valley that you're planning? I know it's just in the early stages. And I know you, friend of mine, you've got a green thumb, so you probably can't decide what it is you want to grow, huh?
Well, like Lowell said, I have to control my own choices. And I do look forward to, you know, doing maintenance and stuff like that. But, again, the residents are the ones that need to determine the program with the professional people that will be hired to run the farm and work with them. The unique thing probably for Gallatin Valley is that we feel we'd like to provide a little extra care. Our daughter is healthy, strong, but she's developmentally delayed and needs that little extra bit of love and attention and supervision that almost every facility we visited cannot provide. So we're hoping to do a little bit extra for some of the population that's not being served. And then from there, it'll be a home. That's the goal, is to make it a home for for these developmentally delayed adults, and a place where they can be at home and part of a family and function to and develop the highest ability they have.
Real quickly, time and place for your initial meeting there.
Okay, the meeting will be Thursday, 9/9/2021 at the Manhattan Christian Reformed Church, 7950 Churchill Road, Manhattan, Montana.
All right. Look it up, Farm in the Dell International as well. Lowell Bartels, Ron Barr. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Good luck.
Thank you, Tom.
And thank you.